This was is Alice
the first
Goldsmith.
Magistrate in Otago. They used to live beyond the Navy Station, approximately a mile on the right.
I have a chair there, Les. Alice Goldsmith, eh?
Okay. And she, her mother was a teacher at that so-called Douglas School, which was an old log school, just this side of the freeway on the left. There should be a picture or something.
On 272nd?
Pardon?
On 272nd?
Yes, on the left-hand side, if my memory serves me.
Oh. What was the name of that school?
Douglas. There is a Douglas Road in there.
Oh.
Or used to be.
Oh, that's to the north?
Yes.
I thought Douglas was to the south.
Douglas School was up somewhere near the freeway.
Well, how did it come that there was a Douglas Crossing in those days?
That's the only Douglas that I ever heard them speak of.
Oh, really? I thought there was a Douglas Crossing at the border at 272nd, and I, well, maybe the...
Oh, no, wait a minute. There is a Douglas Crossing. You're right.
Now.
But that's down in Cloverdale.
Yeah, but they said there was one here to begin with.
Oh.
Is that true?
It was always known as Otago as far as I could remember. And I think Otago got its name back about 1886. Did you find anything out about that?
Otago?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of information on that, but I'm not sure.
And some misinformation, too. Because some of them still got the mistaken idea that Otago was called Shortridge, which is wrong.
No.
And the Chamber of Commerce had that. Aubrey Searle disputed that back 5 or 6 years ago, and I clipped that out and I put it in the Elks album of goodies.
Did you?
Yeah, the clipping. It's not in here. I haven't got that with me, but anyway.
I'll tell you what, it's not here.
There was a Chamber of Commerce brochure came out about 3 or 4 years ago that said that Otago was Douglas, which was not correct. Otago was Shortridge, because Shortridge was...
Right.
At Speedy's Corner now, which used to be the Netta's Corner when I was a child and all.
On this one, this is supposedly 1910.
That's
their short read over
fair
there.
Enough.
And
yes.
By that time it's called Aldergrove. But I
oh, yes, true, yeah.
But I see some maps that say Jackman, where Aldergrove is there. I've seen maps that said Jackman.
Oh, here's the Wymans. I remember that name.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Clark Brothers, yes. They were here when my folks came.
Clark Brothers. Oh. How about that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. First class at Douglas School, Jackman and Watson Road, yes. That would be just on the left. I think there's a family by the name of Kiss lived in there now in that general area. And the teacher, this is wrong. The teacher is Anne Hay. That is not right. Later, Mrs. A. Goldsmith. The teacher was, just a minute. Mrs. Goldsmith was named Kesson, K-E-S-S-E-N. So just put that in there. And her daughter, this Alice that I speak of, is her daughter, K-E-S-S-E-N, yeah, and Miss Kesson. And the daughter is, let's see, there were two. The daughter is approximately a year and a half older than I am, and the son was about my age. And his name, she called him Kesson. But they all called him K Goldsmith.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah. I don't know where they got that Anne Hay, because this Anne Hay is Anne Larson, who used to live over there. Bob's dad saw the lumber for that house. I was only about 6 years old then, but I was 7.
Oh.
But anyway, later, the girl next to her, we do not have the name of. That would be presumably the teacher. That would be Mrs.
Goldsmith.
Mrs. Goldsmith.
Do you know, is she still fit to be to talk to?
Presumably. I would imagine so. The last time I saw her was at her uncle's funeral, and that, oh heavens, that was in Chilliwack about 12 years ago. I think what I'll do one day is ring Alice up. She's up. Yeah. I looked up her phone number there, and it's this evident 701 Harwood Street is some sort of an apartment. And I will find out. I presumably she's got her own marbles.
Yeah.
But she must. She would have. She should have a lot of good information.
Mm-hmm. Alice Goldsmith. It seems to me I have that. We have that in some record somewhere, as having, you know, as being a reference. Was this in the paper? I wonder. Do you know where that came from?
It's a reproduction in the paper here from something. There's a lot of misinformation here. The next girl we're doing on. Elsie Goldsmith later was Mrs. J. Owen. Yes, I remember her, Bradner. J. Merrifield and his family came to Mount Lehman in 1882. He later became MP. Oh, Ed Goldsmith, Fred Carmichael, and that Carmichael is not spelled right. And Gene Carmichael, not spelled right either.
Oh, Riason? R-I-S-O-N? Does that ring a bell? With the Goldsmiths? Riason? Riason? R-A-I-S-O-N? Kenneth?
No.
Is that a son-in-law or something of Mrs. Goldsmith?
No, because Alice was never married. It was only the one son that was my age that was killed in an accident in Okanagan in 1959. And he had a boy, at least one boy.
Oh, so she's... That wasn't quite, was that the right number, Harvard? Do you know Harvard? You had 701, no Harvard. 1307, Harvard.
Yeah, 1307.
Did you have that? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let's look in here.
But Alice should be able to clear up any misinformation on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a reference to a Brusky there. Well, there was a George Brusky that I knew, and not mentioned there. Maybe there's a Chester, but maybe... Oh, it doesn't matter anyway, does it?
So what, you brought in the Elks? Have you got a written... Well, we'll
look. No, I didn't know whether... Do you want somebody to go through this and pick out the highlights, or would you like me to do it?
I'd like you to do it.
Fine,
if you will.
Okay, I don't mind.
If you want to do that and write a profile of the Aldergrove Elks.
I'll do that. Yeah.
That would be the best.
Okay, fine. And then I don't.
I don't know what to say about the extent of the article. I would say it should write as much as you can.
Well, yeah. Well, you can always throw out anything you don't re-edit it. Sure. Yes.
Yeah. And if you just handwrite it, we'll put it into the computer. We're getting a computer tomorrow, so we can
I wrote out two or three ones that I sent in to Grand Lodge at different times.
Yes, I know.
I could maybe just kind of copy that out.
Pluck one of them.
Save me going through all these already.
The reason, I know. I heard you even, or I even read it somewhere you had written that. I think in one of those Elks magazines.
Yes, for that sick, yes, on that, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they could, that is somewhat short, but has Rod got a copy of that?
He did have. I wonder if it's still around.
I have one anyway. So
take a copy of this, Ruby. Take a copy of this. Les can take that home. Mrs. Goldsmith, but we'll take a copy. Eh?
Yes, it was just that Alice Goldsmith, just for that.
Sam Dragon.
Sam Dragon, yeah.
You think he'll come around? Seth?
Rod was saying yes, that he's living in Westminster. I got his address. I was just about to get his phone number, and I had to leave. I had to take the dog up to the get groomed today.
You
so
take the kid in, do you?
So I guess Sam would have some information on Aldergrove. The thing is, he'll promise it if we ever get it as something else.
Well, this is the trouble. I'm just I'm concerned about people like him and even,
Fred.
Well, not Fred. Fred Lokes just keeps coming. We'll get his put together right here. But Penner, or what's his name? Ted Penzer. Penzer, we want him to come in and get.
Oh yeah, I see him occasionally.
Do you think that between you and Ted, you could put something together for the Penzers, or even leading questions that we can. That the girls can go through with him on another.
Yes.
I would like to have Ted record.
North of the freeway on County Line. Oh, there we go again. 264.
Mr. Green.
Mr. Green. And he was a school teacher there. And he got a hold of some old school reports and the old school registers. Of course, the first thing he had to look at was the weather. He was nuts on the weather. The weather was his, just exclusively his. Anyway, that was. They say that's a good shot of the old Aldergrove station.
We've got that.
Built in 1907.
Are you questioning that?
I think it's rather early. I think 1910, but however, that's all right.
I wonder where
the Great Northern Archives in Bellingham should have some information about that.
The Great Northern in Bellingham?
Really? Yes, there was a Great Northern. I understand there's an office there.
Oh.
Somewhere. And they should, I believe they have archives there.
Oh.
Of the Great Northern. I'd like to see what.
I'm getting that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you got that? Is that your picture?
No, that wasn't the one that mother had. I think this possibly came from the Western Home. Maybe out of that Apple Lands of Aldergrove book.
Oh.
You've heard of that one.
Yeah.
That's possible that came from there. Because see this house here? That was that one that by Quartermanche Shoe Store that was just torn down about 6 months ago. You know, in by the vacuum cleaner place.
Yes.
That was that. And then where the mini mall is in here, and that was the second house that I lived in as a child.
Mm.
Oh, Fred Pepin got the door out of that house to put in the Sterling House. So good for Fred.
In the Sterling House?
Yeah, no, that Sterling
really?
House down there, yeah.
They're going ahead with that, eh?
I imagine so. I don't know just what's going to be done with that.
What's the oldest house around here?
It's still standing.
Well, I guess that where Jim Ferguson's dad and mother lives, it would be pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably about 1910 or 12, but whether there, then there should be some around the border there that would be quite old too.
Around the border, you mean the U.S. border?
Yes, right on Zero Avenue.
At Prison Customs? Or?
Yes, between there and Pioneer Park, there are two or three older places there.
Oh, are there?
Oh, and then there's another old house. It's in Matska Municipality, nearly opposite the Safeway. It's kind of a pale pastel blue, sort of, or bluish gray.
Mm-hmm.
That must be quite old, because there was a fellow that worked for the Great Northern when my mom and dad came down about 1911, and they were living there then. So that house would be quite old, too.
It's just a single story. It's not a very big one.
No, it's not a very big one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been reasonably well kept over the years. On the opposite side, you know, if you're going south on Station
mm-hmm,
Road.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about that one right in the corner at Station Road, you know, where you turn? That's right on the 274th.
On the far corner?
Yeah. It's a little
That's old. Not very old.
That's not very
no,
old.
No, because the Grove's property, when I was younger, came right, that's the property now where Jim Ferguson's dad and mother live in, the old house. It came right out to the corner, because they used to have that in the strawberry field.
Oh, I mean the one down on Station Road south.
I beg your pardon.
East.
Yeah, where Mrs. Kirchmeyer lives.
Kirchmeyer.
Yeah.
Is that old? God always thinks that's quite old.
Gosh, I can't tell you about that. I don't think that's all that old. Then once again, there's the house on 264th called the Vanetta House. There are lots of pictures of that.
That
looks like
one
of those type. It reminds me of the type of house that were in the southern states during the Civil War. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be very old. Because. Old Mr. Vanetta, who was the first customs officer in Aldergrove, lived there.
He lived in that one, not in the other one.
That was on the right-hand side going north on 264th. Well, let's see. That house is still there. That was never moved.
That one's there. The big Vanetta house is pulled down, but
yeah,
that one's still standing.
Well, that's the one that the old folks Vanettas lived there as I remember as a child. And then there was another Bill Vanetta and his son Gordon laterally lived opposite there on the left side below Speedy's.
Oh.
But that house was pulled down.
Oh.
Possibly 10 years ago.
So why do they call the one that was just pulled down last spring, that they called that the Vanetta House? And they were making a big to-do about all of that.
Was that actually pulled down?
The one that where they're developing the new area there, they pulled that down last spring. Not the little pointy one on the corner, but the one with the fancy...
Porch on it and all
yeah.
that. I didn't realize that. It seems to me that Aldergrove Langley Heritage Advisory should have a picture of that somewhere.
We have it in here, but I don't know. Oh, I think we have the Vanetta stuff here. But I'm just I was just wondering about that little green one.
That little green one. That one was moved in from, and it's what they call the old Lundgren house. And it was moved in from Oh, Fred Lux would know. Oh, shucks. Somewhere around Coughlin Road, an otter that was moved in, and it was on the left side. I'll have to try and find out. There is an Agnes Lundgren, but her name is Agnes McDonald. She lives somewhere in the Clearbrook area. That house belonged to her folks. I don't know what kind of... I haven't seen her for a while. She was quite good the last I saw her. She was quite smart, stylish. Oh, 80s. Agnes McDonald. Now, who would know about anybody in the pensioners? She used to be quite active in that bunch. As a matter of fact, Fred Laux, check him on that.
Okay, I'll ask him right about that. I guess he's in here the days I'm not. He was in yesterday, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Is Fred keeping fairly good at times, or good days and bad days?
He's doing fairly good. He looks better than he did.
Good. As long as he can keep his interest up, and thank heaven that he is interested in this, which he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing good.
Do you think that I had something on in Langley that
day? Yeah, that was... Well, we had a good picnic,
couldn't
actually.
Couldn't quite make it.
But we had, it was one of the first, so we learned a lot of things. I shouldn't all be in the school, so I don't know why it is. There again. That's another copy of that, I guess.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, Sarah Lehman wrote this. I just wanted to see what she had to say.
Well, we've got things in here that don't change the schools. That's one of yours, Okay.
Mrs. Williams Coffee Shop, Royal Bank, approximately.
Are you giving that, or is that
a
donation?
Yeah, you're quite welcome to have
Okay.
It.
Actually, there's been so much given, and there's no cards been given for them. There's so many donations that I just can't up.
My
up
gosh, you know, Sarah Lehman should know better than this. There's a real guru. The big store of Smith and Parr that carried all the needs for man and beast, plus the post office, used to stand where they I guess you can get a good history of the Agricultural Association from Phyllis.
Actually, we did get it. She wrote a beautiful one.
Yeah, she did. She gave a good one on that.
Yeah, she's done well on that.
Oh, there's an old school picture.
You donated these.
Oh, I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should actually have a card saying you've done that, too, from you, or for you.
This is the one that I read.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
I think that's the first... Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed them wrong here. This is a kind of a community effort. This is...
That's not
sure
being schools, huh?
Well, that... gosh, you know, so many schools in Langley were built on the same pattern. Like Murrayville School, Aldergrove School, Langley Elementary School, Fort Langley School, Milner School, and one or two others. And I don't know whether that's... Does anyone know whether that's the Aldergrove School?
I don't know. What does it say in the back? Who gave that to us?
Oh. Donated by Tom Miller. Alder Grove Public School, good. That's fine.
Okay.
On the tape here just now.
Oh, did you? You sneaked me. Yeah. Sneaker. Oh, well, that's one way of doing it, yeah. I don't think I told many lies.
Yeah, no.
Oh, just pardon me, just what is this? Oh, Patricia School, 1932.
Would you like coffee?
David likes. Yes, please.
I'm going to have you help Ruby with an app there a little bit.
Who makes coffee? Arlene made it, so it's hard to think.
Hey.
I think I measured the kind of coffee alcohol, so there's always a danger. This here, Les, did you do that? That one?
Because...
Gifts of these?
Yes, I do.
Are these on them? We haven't got our source cards yet, Les, so we've got a gift of deed.
Oh, well, that's fine.
But we haven't got our source cards yet.
As long as they're preserved.
Okay. But we want to put all these things on them so that it isn't so much for you as you never know what happens in the future and somebody wants them back, you know, or something. So.
Oh, yes. I ran across that Bill Ross house built in 1934. It's still standing.
Ross? What does it say? Bill Ross?
1934.
And you're questioning that?
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Fine. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. I have a photograph of that again.
Oh,
too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's a pretty good picture of that house there, 1936, of my mother out there.
Oh.
That would be just where the, you know, where the Lugano restaurant now stands. That's.
Oh, yeah. Is that all?
And then that house was demolished about when they rebuilt that.
Oh, see, these have been donated too by that, so you can put all of them on the sheets also. What else did you donate last year? I think we better. Your mother's
in front of that, you know, that one they've taken in? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
And then this is 1950, and then this is the Royal Bank started here in 1947.
Oh, we've got all these other.
Oh, that's some more of my junk. There's a fellow. Yeah.
What did we do here? We just had it a minute ago here. The other stuff that Les had given. Oh, this. Is that?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Those are all mine.
Okay, mm-hmm. And this.
No, that's not
that's
mine.
This one's yours.
Oh, the right.
But that should, see, we've got it in the wrong sheet, and it's got a sticky one on the bottom. So maybe you can make a note of that, and then we'll do it differently again. But I wanted to, your school pictures?
Yes, this is my writing here, yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
And those are from?
The elementary school. This is 1928.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, what about that? I'll be from 1935. That's not. Somebody else donated. Can you fill in the missing names?
Oh.
Back row, Albert Pullinger, right. And the next one is Jeffrey Eve, yes. And the next one is Jim Sharp, yes.
Huh?
May Stimson.
Jim, sir.
Oh, that's, yes, Jim Chartley.
Yeah.
He is about the same age as Tom Miller.
Yeah.
And that's Bert Ross, okay. John Chart, right. And we come over here, and that is back row. Second row. Connie Vanetta. Warren Erickson. Maryland Route. Those schools. Free the chart. Grace Groves.
Should we put clips on the pictures? That will ruin it. Pictures, clips on pictures ruins pictures. Can you itemize it quickly? Yeah, good.
Nanny Johnson says 1931, that's probably pretty close. I see there's some, Wilbur, there's some argument here as to who this fella is. Wilbur Ross or Harry Barnsley. Wilbur Ross has been here on occasion.
Has he?
Yes.
With the.
Gee, you know, that's not. I think that's Wilbur Ross.
I wonder if that's all we've got here. June has had some things. I guess we got them in two places. This is the problem.
Gosh, I'd like to get with Tom Miller on this. I dispute this one. This is George Spoonamore, and I think my brother Alfred. He was a bit slow. But I'm quite sure that was his brother. So I'll check.
You check?
I'd like to check that with Tom Miller sometime.
You think it's?
I think it should be Alfred Spoonamore, not George. Oh, yeah.
Is that your phone?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have the picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, did you get a...
Is that your ring?
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is all Mr. Yeah.
There should be a... Do you recollect whether there was a proper picture of that one? I gave this to you when you were down at the museum at that time.
Yeah.
And you photostated.
I know.
So, but I wondered if we have a, because somewhere in my travels,
I think,
and
Lawrence,
if I can't produce it, when, though I wouldn't let him have that.
You wouldn't let him have
it? No, I maybe let him have it to get a negative off mm-hmm. it, but not to photograph of that.
I think we photocopied that, but I'm just wondering.
Then there was there was actually two buses. But I, yeah. Oh yes, that's right. Yeah, this is Samoa.
And you didn't get that back?
Oh yes. But I was wondering. I thought. I was just wondering if you folks had a one of that.
The copy.
I may have a negative of that too. I'll check that out.
Okay, because I don't know what we. I don't think we have, but I could be wrong.
Negative.
You're running out of paper there. Do you want a little more paper?
No, that's fine.
We just got a new bundle, so you could have a little bigger piece.
Oh, while we're still in the business here, how would you like to take my new address and phone number?
I sure would. I was going to phone you about.
No,
that.
I got to think this one out. 317, that's the number of the suite. 5710, 201st Street, Langley, B.C. And that damn postal code, I never can remember that. Whether it's... V3A 8A8.
And my phone number is 530-9089.
Core?
Yeah, Core boy. He was one of the older ones.
So this Sam is how old?
Sam is about 74.
Sam?
Core?
Passed on. Oh,
no.
There's one alive.
Yes, Fred. He had a brother that was killed in a logging accident.
Yeah. Was there three?
There are three boys. Yeah.
Three boys.
Yeah, and there were two girls, Nina and Anne.
I thought there was only two.
Fred is the one that passed on. Did you say?
Yes.
And
Fred
Sam
and
is the
and
one
this Henry that in this picture here, which I take it.
Okay. Great. Isn't this fun?
Yeah.
But all I
you can't recognize
be much help there.
After
I wonder.
50 years, you don't recognize.
No, but I'm just wondering if we take that photocopier and enlarge it, if that would get a nice feeling. But then you lose so much detail.
You giving up?
Yes.
To add, by all means, let me know.
This is, oh, in the 40s. Ah, yes, that's okay.
Yeah, Rod helped me do this one, and this was for approximately 1940s?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, because if the fire hall would have been built
271st
40
wasn't 40. In there. It wasn't even put in there then.
That's right.
It's just to keep things convenient.
Right, that's a good idea. Hamre Grudge, that should be H-A-M-R-E. Because that was my stepfather. H-A-M-R-E. We might as well have that correct this morning.
Definitely.
That's better. Good.
Okay.
Secondhand store, and that was John McMillan had that.
Yeah, and who was the other fellow?
Oh, and then there was an old fellow by the name of, he was an Armenian or a Turk,
mm-hmm.
that had a kind of a pool room there, and he passed on there approximately 48, I guess, because McMillan came in there in 49. They called him, his name was William Leslie. They used to call him Shorty.
Shorty, yeah.
Remember Shorty? Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Yeah, and all the mess there too.
Oh, yeah.
So William Leslie had the nickname of Shorty?
Yes.
And then when he died in approximately 48, John McMillan took over?
John McMillan, yeah, took over and turned it into a secondhand store.
But when William had it, it was a billiards room?
A sort of a, let's see, he had a kind of a store, confectionery, and pool hall sort of deal there. Oh yes, that was definitely during the war years, because that's the time when they used to keep the candies and that. They had to have them hid because they got so few and he'd keep them for his good customers.
Oh. Okay. So that one building actually became two types of businesses.
Yes, the last, no, when, well, then Clarence bought that building and tore it down. You wouldn't remember, you'd be too young to remember that, I guess.
Clarence?
Yeah, because it was right now, you know that vacant lot next to Clarence there now?
Yeah.
Coming this way, of course. That's where that old store stood.
But Clarence bought that long time now.
After that.
Yeah.
Well, did they buy that from March McMillan?
Yeah, in about 64.
Oh, yeah.
65.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be in any of these pictures. These are too recent.
Thank you very much.
No.
Now, Nasco's feed store, that was destroyed in 1927, so that would be the Watt House.
Who put that in there? I don't know.
No, that's fine. That should be deleted.
Cool.
Because in the 40s, that would be, just a house there.
Okay, but in the 1940s,
No, because the feed store was destroyed in 1927, so that wouldn't apply.
Did it burn down?
Yes, it burned down in 1927 along with my dad's blacksmith shop. And then my dad built a house there about 1928. And then there were various people lived in there.
What was your dad's first name?
Harry.
H-A-R-R-Y?
H-A-R-R-Y.
Right. Did he have a middle name?
No. English people didn't have middle names.
Just Harry Williams.
Yes.
Okay. So...
just a house.
Okay, but when was it a feed store?
From about 1910 to 1927. Yeah, that would be pretty close.